Happy Monday. This is John Garrett coming to you live from Las Cruces, New Mexico, with another episode of Green Apple Slices. I'm here speaking to Beasley Mitchell, accounting firm here. Really, really fun group, and I can't wait to talk with them this afternoon. But before then, I had to call in and talk with my partner in crime here, Rachel Fish.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good.
I've never been to New Mexico. I got to put that on my list. But I am actually heading to Vegas a little later this week for the first time ever. So I'm kind of excited.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Very cool.
For four very full days of meetings. So this should be fun.
4 days in Vegas is a long time. So we're both in the desert. So that's even better. But this week, found an article, and that's actually more of an infographic, which made me excited.
Yeah. The fewer words, the better.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. This one was at socialtalent.com, and it was employee engagement in the workplace infographic. And a lot of the information came from Company Folders, which is a company that does a lot of research and what have you on engagement. And I just loved, just a ton of data coming at you with colors and pictures, which is great. And the very first one I thought was fantastic, just showing that, it doesn't matter how much money you pay people, their consistent engagement level is still the same, no matter what their salary is.
The salary one? Yeah. So that was a little surprising. So that whole thing about if I pay you more, you'll stay and you'll be more productive and happier, right?
Right.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
No. Salary actually has hardly any, like 2% between the ranges of the difference in the consistently engaged spectrum. So I thought that was fascinating.
And actually, the consistently engaged level is 30%, whether you're paid under 36,000 US or over 90.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow.
I can be rich and miserable.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what that tells me.
Exactly. So if you get promoted to something over 90,000 US, say no. That's the answer. It just goes on to say, and I mean, this is an old number, but $350 billion that U.S. companies have lost because people are, and I love this, what people are doing at work instead, one of them playing video games.
Well, here's actually a couple that stuck out to me. And one was going to unnecessary meetings. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago with that gentleman from Tradewind talking about nixing all of their Wednesday meetings.
Yeah.
So they waste their time going to unnecessary meetings. And the other one was dealing with interruptions. These are two things that everybody deals with in their regular everyday lives. They're not actively disengaging from anyone. There's just other people are wasting their time.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point. Yeah. Because I mean, that's not my fault.
No.
That people keep interrupting me.
Or booking meetings with me.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, they're interrupting me to book a meeting that's completely unnecessary to do both at once. Yeah. And also just, why they're doing the other things that they're initiating on their own.
Right.
I mean, just lack of challenging work. Or they're working too many hours. So, I mean, that's really hard for a manager to be able to balance out, like, how much work am I supposed to give them to keep them challenged, but not burn them out?
Right.
Because that's a small window there, I'd imagine.
Right.
To hit.
But are they working too many hours because they're playing video games during office hours?
See, why you gotta go ruining it?
But then the third one was 32% have no reason to work harder. So I think that if you probably took a look at your compensation plans, you're not necessarily rewarding productivity. So I think it would be kind of interesting is to actively give your staff incentive to be working harder.
Yeah, there you go. That's a really good idea right there. Because I mean, it's, here's the work to do. And if you're done, then you can leave for the rest of the day.
Right.
Then I bet people would get it done pretty efficiently.
Or I'm going to pay you based on the work that you do and not the number of hours that you sit in your office.
Yes, that's even better.
No.
But what are you, crazy?
I know, right?
But I mean, that's a great idea. And then it goes on to also say just reasons why people quit their job and what people actually want and, a stable environment and ownership of the work that they're doing. And like you said, compensation for the work that they're actually, their output is always nice. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. So you guys could check out the full infographic if you'd like. The link is at greenapplepodcast.com and you can check it out there. And until then, we have sunburn to not get. And so have a good rest of the week, Rachel.
You too, John. Talk to you later.